Yeah, Scott, you guys are so good in these challenges. Any reason for that, or
well, up to this point, each and every challenge we've taken very serious because representing the Big 12 is a great honor and privilege, and we want to do our part with that. So, doesn't guarantee you're going to be successful, but definitely gives you a chance.
What do you say to the guys about it? You play in the middle of conference. And how do you get them ready?
Well, I think, first of all, it's great exposure. If you watch any of the ESPN networks, they do a great job publicizing the events. And it's a great opportunity to help both conferences as far as NCAA postseason seeding and bids. At the same time, it's tough for everybody taking a break in conference. And with that, I think our past players doing a great job talking to our current guys just about what the challenge means. I think our past success and record, people want to, on the current teams, want to uphold their end of it, and they know the importance of it.
The Gators have they've had a couple of weird kind of, they're up and down. They look like they're on a bit of an upswing. They had a close loss to LSU. They blew out Auburn. Who are they, or do you really know yet?
Well, I think they're evident by their preseason six ranking, and some people pick them to go to a Final Four, and then some of their game results. I mean, they beat up on Auburn, Providence, several other teams. I think it's a very talented team. It's a younger team, which means sometimes you have more inconsistency, but their high end, their ceiling is very high. And I mean, it is a team that can win a national championship as probably 40 or 50 other teams can this year. So there's great parity. And whenever you're playing on the road, the first and foremost thing is you got to do a good job controlling the environment and the crowd. And Ford is known as one of the best, if not the best environment in the SEC, so we definitely don't want to give them reasons to get excited, and we know we have to take care of the basketball, try to keep them out of transition, try to do a good job on the glass, but again, you got two good and talented teams competing.
Is there any holdover for them from a couple of years ago, or?
I think a holdover in our staff's mind, and then from our coach, our players that were a part of that. So they were. I remember they went in that game struggling, shooting the three, and it seems like they didn't miss any of them against us, and played extremely well. And Florida has the best record, most wins in the SEC and the Big 12 SEC Challenge as well. So Coach White and his staff's always done a great job in getting their team focused and ready to play.
What is that arena like? Is it like many Big 12?
Yeah, a lot of Big 12 arenas, but I think the first thing to get a good environment, you have to have a great student turnout, and they always seem to get great student turnouts. Second thing is you want near capacity or sellouts, and then the third thing is the proximity to the court, and they have all three. So when you have arenas where the crowd's closer to the action, they have more of an impact on the action.
How big is it, you know, you guys having the number one seed, just that pride aspect, you know, for you all to display, you know, what Baylor basketball is, mm-hmm. you know, on that stage, you know, on ESPN against the, you know, SEC?
Well, definitely it's a great honor and privilege and sign of respect. At the same time, it you know you're going to get everybody's best shot. And the important thing with us is making sure that we're ready to control what we can control and give everybody our best shot too. So I think, again, in games that are going to be two talented teams, it comes down to a lot of the simple things, and that's who takes care of the basketball, who rebounds the basketball, who makes free throws, the things that usually decide close games.
I was going to say, you guys held OU to 57 points. You've forced at least 15 turnovers in over half your games. You know, can you just kind of talk about the way your team is bought in on defense and how they keep doing it night in, night out? And it's not only with the starters, but also your depth as well comes in and plays shutdown defense.
Well, I think that's in large part our upperclassmen have bought into the defense and the impact it makes, and hence why you have Davion and Mark Vidal on the Naismith midseason all defensive teams, and we'd like to add one or two more players as well. So when you look out front, you see Davion playing so hard, and then Mark's in the back line playing so hard, and Freddie's playing so hard, and then you get Maceo, Jared, and everybody else playing hard and take pride in what they do.
Scott, usually when you're on a roll, when you win this many in a row, you like to keep it going, but was it good three games in 6 days to take a little bit of a break. And
yeah, I needed a break. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely it's good to rest the body. And coming off wins, it's always easier to rest than after a loss, you're ready to play right away.
Scott, they've got four guys averaging 10 or more mm-hmm. points. What's their offense like?
I think they have a lot of different weapons, and hence – preseason six ranking. I mean, a lot of talent and a lot of guys that can score 20. So similar to us, you got to make sure no one gets going.
How much does this help you, like, put this one away for a tournament when you're going to see a team that you're not used to seeing that can kind of change things up for a week, like you'll have to do in the tournament?
Well, definitely helps playing quality competition that you're going to see in the tournament. And scouting report-wise, it makes guys digest stuff that's new to them. We're a conference, we have a feel for everybody usually, and the players have played against them more than they have against someone across the country.